minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to KSHE in Crestwood. Welcome to Progressive Rock Radio.
Keishi bumper stickers. You know, the ones with the pig? Well, they're available everywhere. Get one today. Be a pig. Take two.
You're listening to Joy in the Morning on KSHE 95. Keep in mind, I do have a cold this morning, so don't get too close to your radio. Might be catching. Music of Glass Harp on KSHE. What is this, Tuesday? Tuesdays are such nothing days. Monday is the beginning of the week, and Wednesday is the middle of the week, and Tuesday is the day before Friday, and Friday is the end of the week. But Tuesdays are just really dumb. They don't belong in the week at all. So we're going to have to do something different this morning to make it stand out a little from the rest of the week. Let's have a party. Nobody has parties in the morning because they can't get together. But you and I are together, so let's have a party. You're invited. It's about 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Joy in the Morning on KSHE 95, and we're having a party. But first, I'd like to tell you about Harris Harley-Davidson. Harley-Davidson has long been recognized as king of the road. The engineering and performance built into these machines is unbeatable, and right now, Harris Harley-Davidson has a great selection of FX1200s, FXE1200s, FLH1200s, and the XL1000, XLCH1000 at really great savings. Harris Harley-Davidson is not too big to talk to you either. Their personal attention has earned them a great reputation. See them now. Harris Harley-Davidson, 10500 St. Charles Rock Road, three blocks east of Northwest Plaza. This is new from man. It's called Bedtime Bone. Ooh, the temperature's going down in here. It's only 20 degrees now. Listen, there's something I want to tell you, but I don't want to say it. I mean, I want you to know, but I don't want to be the one that says it. But I just, all right, I'll tell you. Todd Rundgren has dyed his hair blue, but it wasn't the hair on his head. Okay? Now, I told you. You see why I didn't want to tell you? Because it was obviously done just to get publicity, and I didn't want to be a sucker by saying that and being a sucker to his publicity stunt, but I wanted you to know. And I guess as long as I stick to the facts, I'm sure you can understand that the feeling will be mucilage.